A spokesperson for the Vatican has said that the meeting lasted for 15 minutes and not so much has come out, except that the general has spoken about what he called the great responsibility of the country's authorities in this moment of transition. It is at this moment not known what exactly the Pope has said. Human rights activists hoped that he would have talked about the plight of the Rohingya, but there he would walk straight into a political minefield. David Camroux is a senior researcher with the Sciences Po in Paris. He's currently in Bangkok, and he told me that just using the name Rohingya would anger the Myanmar authorities.
Using the term Rohingya is really a red flag in Myanmar. The military refuses to use that term. Aung San Suu Kyi refuses to use that term. The Rohingya are not considered as citizens of Myanmar. The Rohingya are not considered as one of the recognized ethnic nationalities. They have no citizens' rights. They're virtually stateless. So even for him to use the term Rohingya is a political statement, because it's basically saying we have to recognize these people as citizens of this country.
David Camroux mentions Aung San Suu Kyi there, Myanmar's de facto leader, Nobel Prize winner, who was under house arrest just until 2012, but it's not clear what we can expect from her. Until now, it's been a bit of a disappointment since the Rohingya crisis started, which more or less coincided with her own release from house arrest in 2012. She has not said anything to defend them, nor has she been critical towards the military on that point. People defending this say she's not really in control. She's just been used by the military as a figurehead to keep foreign investors happy. But critics say that that should not prevent her from protesting with the military to stop the ongoing persecution that is well documented by the United Nations and human rights organizations. Mark Farmaner of the London-based Burma campaign, who fought long years to try and get her out of her house arrest, is now one of her fiercest critics.
Aung San Suu Kyi doesn't control the military, so she cannot order them to stop their attacks. But there is nothing that obliged her to defend the military, to deny human rights violations are taking place. Journalists, government officials, British government, European government ministers, people from all over the world are going to Bangladesh. They're hearing eyewitness accounts of what's taking place. We know there's mass rape. We know that babies have been thrown into fires, burnt alive. We know that there's been massacres and there's mass graves. And yet Aung San Suu Kyi's government, she still refuses to accept this has happened. And she's still denying and defending the military. So there's nothing that forces her to do that under the constitution or politically. This is her choice. And she could have repealed laws that repress the Rohingya, and she has chosen not to do that.
Camroux agrees, but he thinks that the visit of the Pope may help her expressing some criticism.
She's in a difficult situation because even her attempts at religious dialogue are perceived as somehow a slight on Buddhism, and she's the de facto head of state in the context of rising ethno-nationalist Buddhist nationalism in Myanmar. So defending the Rohingya is really for her to cut herself off from her political base. So perhaps adding the Pope's moral voice in a country which is overwhelmingly Buddhist but still has a respect for other religious leaders may be helpful to her.
Last week, Myanmar and Bangladesh signed a deal aimed at repatriating Rohingya refugees in 2 months. But details of the agreement raise questions for the Rohingya, fearful of returning without guarantees of basic rights. Pope Francis will travel on to Bangladesh on Thursday, where he will meet a group of Rohingya Muslims in capital Dhaka.